The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now, it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So once again, here's the story of the loaves and the fishes. This miracle, repeated in all 4 Gospels, actually takes place twice. As I mentioned last time this miracle was read, there's 2 multiplications of the loaves and the fishes. One is for 4,000, and the other feeds 5,000. And you'd be forgiven for thinking that it's the exact same event, because they're so similar. In both times, Jesus feeds a multitude, crosses a lake, gets into a conflict with the Pharisees, heals somebody who's sick, which leads to them having a profession of faith. Almost sounds like the exact same event, but it's 2 separate events. So here's the question: why is it repeated so much? Well, why is anything repeated and repeated? Things are repeated when we're in danger of forgetting them, and things which we must not forget. The reason why the loaves and the fishes story is repeated so much is because the story of the loaves and the fishes is a prefiguring of the Eucharist. That's what we're meant to emphasize. That's what we're meant to remember. There's all kinds of neat little details in here that maybe someday I'll tell you more about. For example, he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. Why the green grass? I think that's just a little accident. No. Psalm 23 says, "Where does the Lord refresh my soul? Where is it that my cup runneth over? He makes me lie down in green pastures." That's where. And he has them sit in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Why take 5,000 people and divide them up into groups of hundreds and of fifties? That must have taken a long time. Why did he do that? Because that's exactly how the Israelites encamped as they made their way across the desert just before they received the manna from heaven. So you see how this is a prefigurement of the Eucharist. There's lots of little details in here. There's one that I want to emphasize this morning just especially, and that is before he does this, it says he was moved with pity for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Now, that phrase, "they were like sheep without a shepherd," it shows up all across the Old Testament whenever God's people suffer from inadequate leadership. You see it in the book of Ezekiel, Zechariah, Judith, Kings, Chronicles. Anytime God's people are suffering from inadequate, corrupt, selfish leadership, it says that they are like sheep without a shepherd. And you know what sheep are like without a shepherd? They wander, they end up being prey to their predators. They're in terrible peril. And every time in the Old Testament, God's people are like sheep without a shepherd, he always says the same thing, and I'm sure you've heard this before, he says, "I myself will shepherd them." Now, what's interesting here is that when the people are like sheep without a shepherd, Jesus provides them with the loaves and the fishes, which is a prefigurement, of course, of the Eucharist. And in our own time, when so many in the church feel like sheep without a shepherd, with inadequate leadership, we need to draw ever closer to the Blessed Sacrament. The Eucharist is the way in which Jesus himself will be our shepherd and our guide. The more confusing things become in the world, the more we need to learn to love the Blessed Sacrament. It's something you can never emphasize too much, because the Blessed Sacrament is Jesus himself. He made it his very identity from the very beginning, from the first day of his life in which he was born in Bethlehem, a name which means house of bread, in which he was born in a feed box, to the very, very last day of his life. And the last thing he said to his apostles was, "Do this in memory of me." It's something that we cannot emphasize too much. And if it ever feels like it's inadequate, just remember the story of the loaves and the fishes. That seemed like it was inadequate too, but Jesus made it enough. Because once we realize who we really have, once we realize who is really here, we'll realize that it's more than we could possibly ask for and all that we could ever need. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to deepen our faith today. Saint Raymond of Peñafort, pray for us.